The day before the festival ended, I walked up to the group of 6 red soldiers standing guard and handed each of them a booklet. The men glanced at the booklets, at me, then at each other. I told them I was Dutch, and found that one of them spoke German. "It must make you very bitter, the American occupation," one of them said.
"The what?"
"The occupation of Holland by the American Air Force." I was in the midst of trying to explain that we were not an occupied country when the soldiers all suddenly came to attention. Up walked an officer, barking orders in Polish as he came. The 6 soldiers wheeled smartly and marched away double time, but I noticed that they carried their booklets with them.
"What was it you gave these men?" said the officer in German.
"This, sir." I handed him one of the little books. He looked at it carefully. 2 hours later it was I who broke away. We were scheduled to leave the next day, and I had a 12 travel forms to fill out. As we parted, the officer, a Russian Orthodox by birth, wished me Godspeed and a safe journey. The next morning was our last in Warsaw. I was up even earlier than usual and out on the street at sunup. I found a bench on one of the broad avenues, wiped off the dew, and sat down with my pocket testament on my knee. I had a special purpose in coming out so early. I wanted to pray for each person I had encountered on my trip. For a long time that morning I pictured the places and the people I had seen. On 3 Sundays I had visited Presbyterian, Baptist, Roman Catholic, Orthodox, Reformed, and Methodist churches. 5 times I had been asked to speak during a service. I had visited a Bible shop, talked with soldiers and an officer, with people on street corners and on trolley cars. I prayed for each one, and as I sat praying I heard the music. It was coming toward me down the avenue, martial, smart, with a sound of voices singing. And then I saw it, the perfect climax to the visit, the parade of triumph that ended the festival. This was the other side of the picture, for over against the one little Bible shop and the occasional Christian I had met was this mammoth counterfact, the tremendous strength of the regime. Here they came now, the young socialists, marching down the avenue. Not for a moment did I believe they were there under coercion. They marched because they believed. They marched 8 abreast, healthy, vital, clean-cut. They marched singing, and their voices were like shouts. On and on they came for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, rank after rank of young men and young women. The effect was overwhelming. These were the evangelists of the 20th century. These were the people who went about shouting their good news. And part of the news was that the old shackles and superstitions of religion, the old inhibiting ideas about God, no longer held. Man was his own master. The future was his to take.